Rogue Community College has a footprint worthy of Bigfoot. There's the main campus, nearly four city blocks in downtown Medford. Then there's the woodsier variety in Grants Pass and another campus center in White City. RCC also offers distance learning and has partnerships in place with many other institutions in our area. And with voters approving a $20 million bond to pay for more facilities, RCC is poised to grow even bigger. At the head of all this, there's a new leader in place. Dr. Kathy Kemper Pell is formerly the chief academic officer at Lee College in Baytown, Texas, and she took over the helm at RCC 3 months ago. Dr. Kemper Pell joins us now in the studio. Welcome.
Good morning, Emily.
Yeah, thank you for coming in. And so you moved to Grants Pass recently from the Gulf Coast of Texas. That's a far cry. How are you settling in?
Great. We are absolutely loving it, not missing the humidity or the Houston traffic.
Yeah, exactly. I know both of those well. I grew up in Texas, which is how. Can you tell us a little bit more about your background?
Sure. I was a faculty member for quite a long time in the Houston area and decided in 2001 that I wanted to move into administration and provide the kind of leadership that I had been so fortunate to work under. And I had been allowed to do a lot of very creative things. So I went to the University of Texas at Austin to pursue a doctorate in community college leadership.
Interesting. So as a faculty member, were you teaching? What was your interest before you got into administration?
I was teaching general biology and environmental biology. And in the summers, I was doing field experiences in Colorado, Costa Rica, and the Buffalo River in Arkansas.
Wow. It sounds quite glamorous, actually. But you decided to learn more about the inner workings of community colleges. What drew you to that?
I had several mentors at the president's level who really felt that I had leadership potential. Mm-hmm. And there is a leadership crisis, actually, in community colleges. The majority of presidents are retiring. And so there is a real concern that we make sure we prepare people to move into those higher leadership roles. And so my mentors really prodded me to pursue a degree in community college leadership.
Let's talk about that leadership role at Rogue Community College. What is the role of the president as you see it?
My role is an administrative role, taking direction from the Board of Education. Mm-hmm. They are responsible for vision and mission and approval of the goals and directions of the college, finances, and policy. And my role is to take that direction and make it real, make it happen through the leadership of the individuals that work at the organization.
Mm-hmm. And when we talk about making it real, I want to flip that a little bit and talk about some of the barriers to education that community college can help people get over. How can someone kind of at the top of the hierarchy or the structure address those and get more people enrolled and getting the skills they need to get a job?
Well, more years ago than I care to admit, I was one of those students, and I'm a first-generation college graduate that really had no financial resources to go to college, just the will and the willingness to work hard. And I was very fortunate to have met at a community college in my hometown in Illinois, a very wonderful group of people who helped me. They helped me find financial assistance, and they just gave me the encouragement I needed to know that I belonged in college and that I had the ability.
Speaking of belonging in college, I think knowing that you can pay for it is a big sense of that belonging. How does the opportunity for financial assistance at RCC stack up. Is that something that most students are eligible for?
Yes, and I would say probably greater than 70% of our students are on some kind of financial aid. And we have a variety of different kinds of financial aid. Not everyone qualifies for Pell Grants, although we have a large number of students on Pell Grants.
Mm-hmm. That's federal grants, of course.
Yes. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And then we also have in-house scholarships. RCC Foundation has raised a tremendous amount of money to assist students outside of the federal grants.
Mm-hmm. And so beyond financial aid, we're in a place where our high school students in Oregon are among the most likely in the nation to drop out of high school. What role can a community college and RCC in particular play to make sure people make it through that K-12 experience?
We're partnering with K-12 to offer students an opportunity to begin working towards a technical certificate mm-hmm. or degree that is in perhaps a field that's more hands-on. For instance, advanced manufacturing, electrical technology, allied health. We have a variety of allied health programs. And these are things that students don't have to transfer to a four-year institution to complete. They can be at work in 1 to 2 years, depending on the pathway they take,
mm-hmm.
and be earning a real living wage that can take an individual out of poverty.
If you're just joining us, our guest is Dr. Kathy Kemper Pell. She's president of Rogue Community College, where she's been in that position for 3 months now. This is our chat to get to know Dr. Kemper Pell and hear how she's settling in and what her vision is for RCC. We'd love to have your questions and comments, 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org. I'm Emily Curitan sitting in for Jeffrey Riley today. It's birthday, actually. So Dr. Kemper Pell, I want you kind of beat me to the punch there. You know, given the cost of a bachelor's degree and an economy where that degree won't easily lead to a good paying job, it sounds like there's more emphasis on community colleges as a last step to a career, or at least the step immediately to a career, rather than the first step towards a four-year university.
That is a growing pathway. We as a country have moved away from technical education in high school, and as a result of that, industry is now, as their workforce begins to retire, coming to us with great concern that there aren't people with those skills to enter the workforce today. So we're partnering with high schools to begin to grow that technical workforce again.
Interesting you bring that up. I'm looking toward the November ballot, and there is a measure on there, Measure 98, of course, Oregon State Funding for Dropout Prevention and College Readiness Initiative. A lot of people have slugged that the Career Tech Initiative. It would provide $800 per Oregon high school student at the discretion of the particular district they're in to provide some of these things you're talking about at the high school level, more career tech. Would RCC benefit from the passage of Measure 98? Is that something that you're supporting?
I think so. I would say that $800 a student is a far cry from what's going to be needed to really achieve all of the goals that Measure 98 is trying to address, but it certainly is calling attention to an area where we have an opportunity to take students in high school who don't see the relevance of school and connect them with a job.
Exactly. I mean, this last week, for instance, we got a national economic forecast that was the most optimistic that I've heard since the Great Recession. And the areas that really seem to be left out of the fold here are more rural places, exactly like Grants Pass, and to a greater extent, the Medford area. More specifically, what are the industries that a community college and the RCC can cultivate to try to nurture the economy regionally?
One of the really exciting things that we have happening right now is our SoHope grant, which is designed to get people into a healthcare career. This isn't nursing, but these are other associated types of healthcare, things like phlebotomy, pharmacy assistant, secretarial type positions where you're doing medical coding, the back office, lots of associated healthcare positions that people don't often think of. And there's a huge mm-hmm. number of these jobs available in our Southern Oregon region. And it's a great opportunity with a year of training to get an individual into the healthcare field where they can earn a living wage.
So this is a one-year program you called. It's called So Hope, like Southern Oregon Hope?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And it is designed specifically for allied health professions.
I see. And is that something that's been – how long has that been around?
The grant, I believe, started last year.
Oh,
we got the grant before I arrived, and it's been up and running now for, I believe, about a year.
I see. And I want to talk about another stream of support for RCC, certainly a different vein. But this past primary election in June, Jack Safine and Josephine County voters actually would have been right around when you started as the president of Rogue Community College. But the voters in your jurisdiction, they approved a property tax levy to benefit RCC. We're talking $20 million over the course of over some years, the contribution of property owners in those counties being about 5 cents or exactly 5 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. This happened when Measure 1769 passed. What are the plans for the money that that's going to send RCC's way?
Well, we're very grateful to the voters for passing that bond. And because of RCC's excellent bond rating, we were actually able to get a bond premium. So when we sold the bonds, we got $23.3 million.
Oh, so.
We're considered a very good risk. So we have a little extra to work with. We also have an $8 million match from the state of Oregon that will help us with this bond construction.
So we're looking at $31
million. Yes.
Uh-huh.
And with that money, we will be adding to our facilities. And the first two projects that have been slated are on the Redwood campus in Grants Pass. We have a basically a utilities infrastructure project that has to happen before we can do any other construction. So we are working with the city of Grants Pass to
like
get
generators or
this is water.
Water.
This is water.
Okay.
So we have to get that water infrastructure complete before we can continue with our construction on that campus.
And does this relate to aging pipes? I saw a press release actually just yesterday about lead being found in one of the water fountains on the Grants Pass campus.
It's aging pipes. It's the type of and the diameter of the pipe that was initially installed when that facility was first built. And none of that is up to city code at this time, so we need to bring that all up to code.
And so how much of the $31 million will the requisite water makeover, infrastructure makeover take?
We had originally anticipated that that might be $2 to $3 million, but now it's looking like it's only going to be $1 to $2
million. Oh, so going down there.
Yes.
And then what else is planned? And over how much time are we talking here for this money to be raised? Is this in the bank or – okay.
Those bonds have already been sold.
All right.
We are as part of the I guess you'd say the rules and regulations of the usage of bond money. We are on a timeline, and we have to spend that money, a certain amount of that money, on a regular basis.
Uh-huh.
So that's all being monitored. We can't just sit on it.
Uh-huh.
The second project that we are working on immediately is out at the Table Rock campus, which is in White City.
Mm-hmm.
We had already purchased a building next door to our campus that was a former manufacturing facility, and it is basically an empty shell that will be renovated to have advanced manufacturing, welding, and possibly a third program in it. That will free up space in our main building on the Table Rock campus for expansion of existing programs in that area.
All right, so redoing the pipe work in Grants Pass, a whole new industrial facility in White City. Anything else coming down the pipe that's ready enough to speak about yet?
Not yet. We are going to be doing a facilities master plan for the Table Rock campus so that we are sure that we are planning appropriately for the distant future.
And one more topic to introduce before we say goodbye to Dr. Kathy Kemper-Pell, RCC president here. I do want to just touch on the subject of campus safety. We'll be talking with another new community college president in our area later this month. Of course, the president of Umpqua Community College has agreed to be on the exchange. And it's been a year since 9 people were shot and killed on that campus. Has this kind of violence and the prevalence of it changed your view of campus security and risk and how to run a community college?
Absolutely. It most definitely has. We have invested considerably in safety equipment, procedures. We have a completely different system for locking rooms in our campus. We have the ability to control access to different areas of the building from a single remote site. We have different procedures in place now than before to emergency alert systems and procedures for employees on how to respond, how to direct students in case of an emergency. There's quite a lot in place now. Some of this was in place before, but we've really beefed up our security procedures.
And what do you do in your head to, I guess, know that these measures are in place and that there's a different, we're living in, it seems like, a different world, a more threatening world in some ways. How do you keep upbeat and how do you, I guess, keep fear from creeping in as someone who's on the campus and has quite a bit of responsibility?
I think that the real key to this is prevention. We have to really observe our students carefully. And we encourage our employees to let us know whenever we see a student who seems to be in trouble, having issues. We'd like to reach out to them and try to help them before it gets to this stage.
Our guest this hour has been Dr. Kathy Kemper-Pell, president of Rogue Community College. She's been in the job for 3 months, and here's to many more. Thanks for stopping in, Dr. Kemper-Pell.
Thank you.